BBC Caribbean Report.
Cuba hits back at American telephone companies forced to withhold monies owed to Havana. The CARICOM single market and economy heads the list of issues going before regional heads at the Suriname Intersessional and the United Nations thrust to distance Caribbean youths from the AIDS epidemic. I'm Ken Richards and this is BBC Caribbean Report. Telephone services between Cuba and the United States were disrupted overnight when the authorities in Havana suspended those services. This follows the non-payment of bills to Cuba by a number of counterparts of the Cuban telephone company. They are withholding the funds pending a legal decision on compensation for relatives of four Cuban Americans killed when their planes were shot down by Cuban jets in February of 1996. Lisandro Perez is the director of the Cuban Research Institute at Florida International University in Miami. I asked him what effect the Cuban action was having on persons in Miami trying to reach relatives in Cuba.
Right now it appears that it's getting a lot more difficult to do so. There are literally thousands of people in Miami, tens of thousands of people in Miami, if not hundreds of thousands, who essentially do want to keep in touch with their relatives.